nothing here, and what did I know?
Well, might you call it a closet or a clothes closet or a...
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you know you can have them. You can hang clothes up on a little
rack in there. What you talking about is do to it and the rack in there to hang the clothes on.
That's right.
And I got one in the house and I can't go in there right now.
Well, would you call it maybe a wardrobe or a chiffon?
A wardrobe.
A wardrobe? Okay.
That's what I said.
Now, what would you call it if it was built into the wall? If it wasn't a piece of furniture, but it was just, you know, just built into the wall. Place to hang clothes.
We call it a clothing.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house? Boards like this. On a
window. Weather board.
What do you call a covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
What is that name?
The covered area at the front of a house.
Chairs.
Where some chairs might be placed. What would you call that?
On the inside or outside?
Outside.
Porch?
Yeah. Now, what would you call a little porch that doesn't have a roof on it? Oh, would you just call it a porch right on?
I would call it a shelter.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Small fenced area.
Mm-hmm. You know, you drive the cows up from the pasture?
Sure.
And before you put them into the barn, you might leave them outside?
Sure.
So what would you call that little area?
That's it. I would call it a little gap for you.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Made out of rocks or stones. Wall, wouldn't be a wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it?
No, you don't make that.
It's made out of wood, and you can walk, it's got a handle on it like this, and you can carry water or milk in it.
A bucket?
Yeah. Okay. Now, would you call it a bucket if it was made out of metal? Or would...
No, you would... You could call it a pail, right?
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
You call them bread oil.
What do you call
them? You call them bread oil, frying pan one.
Okay. And what was the first word?
Yeah, bread. You call them bread oil, frying pan one.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Kitchen sink.
What?
The sink, the dish you were saying?
Yeah, well now there's you know where the water comes out of to go into the sink?
Yeah.
Well, it's got a little handle on it.
Yeah.
And you can turn it on and off right there.
You talking about the little faucet, please?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Where?
On a barrel.
There. Full.
Okay. Now, if you have one of these little faucet things on a barrel, would you still call it a faucet?